Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi there. Steve Arterburn here. I've got two giants talking about 13 dragons today. It's Dr. Daniel Amen, Dr. Sherry Keffer. And all of this comes right out of a book, Your Brain is Always Listening. And, you know, I'll guarantee you, things have registered in your brain. You just don't even realize it, and you don't have to just live with it. You can do something about it. And one thing you could do is get a copy of this book by Dr. Amen. But welcome, Dr. Sherry Keffer, and hi, Dr. Amen. Thanks for joining us today.
It's great to be with you, too.
Hello, my friend.
Well, in this book about all of these dragons that can really drag us down, I'm sorry I said that, but anyway, there are certain things that we can do. So what's a first baby step toward getting the fire-breathing dragon or dragons out of your life and under control? What's a step we can take?
Well, I think one of the things you'll really like about this book is I recreated the 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous that were actually written 85 years ago. And I wrote them from a neuroscience perspective. So the third
hit me with that. That's so interesting. Good job.
Get your brain right. So I actually think they don't start in the right place from a neuroscience standpoint. It starts with, you know, my life is out of control. Well, step number one for me is, well, what the heck do you want? What do you want in your relationships, your work, your money, your physical, emotional, spiritual health? What do you want? And step two, is your behavior getting you what you want, or is it not getting you what you want? You know, most people's definition of an addiction is you engage in behavior, it gets you into trouble, and then you do it again, even though you know it's not good for you. Mm-hmm. And step three completely turns the 12 steps upside down, and it goes, you got to get your brain right. If your brain's not right, you'll never get control of addictions or bad behavior. And then, so I show people how to get their brain right. And I love step four, which is about forgiveness, because what it says, based on neuroscience, behavior is way more complicated than most people think. So let's just stop calling people bad and really try to understand why they are struggling.
Yeah.
And you know, I just love that section of the book on taming your bad habits and the addicted dragons.
My wife and I, if we were to rewrite them, we would start here. And that is, what am I missing? Or what do you feel like you're missing? If you've got to evaluate, hey, what is this that I think isn't there? Now I can kind of define what I want. But some people never stop. They just think this is it. And they never stop and think of, wow, I might be missing intimate connection with another person. I might be missing acceptance by another person. But what we're saying here is there's a deeper level we need to get to. And I think your book really helps that. I have not read it. No one sent me a copy. I don't even know if it's available. But I tell you, when I look at these headlines, and then you're talking about these 12 steps from a neurological standpoint, oh my goodness, this is exciting. If anybody wants a copy, you can get it at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And I'm really happy that we're carrying this. The title is this: Your Brain is Always Listening. And the subtitle, tame the hidden dragons that control your happiness, your habits, and your hang-ups. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'll go right to our calls when we come back. Dr. Amen, Dr. Sherry Keffer, she's the author of Intimate Deception. You can get that there also. We'll be back.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. We always talk about hope and help, healing. Well, we've got it for you here today, and Dr. Amen and Dr. Keffer on with us.
I want to mention one thing, if I can, Steve. So
yes.
This addicted dragon that you talk about, Dr. Amen, this is the crazy thing about being around addictions, is that addicted dragon can actually birth an anxious dragon, a wounded dragon, and a shame dragon in the partner who is with the one that's addicted. So these dragons can exponentially cause harm and then create dragons in other people. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. It's like a modern day Game of Thrones where, you know, the parent dragons are creating the child dragons that influence virtually every area of your life. And your brain is always listening. Part two of the book is about the they, them, and other dragons. So, you know, my dad died last year, but I still have his voice in my head, judging me, praising me, you know, however he got stuck. And knowing how to recognize it and calm it down so that I can be happy and live in the moment is just absolutely an essential skill that we should be teaching to our young people.
Hmm. Very good. All right, let's go to the phones. People want to talk to you. And I want to talk with Pam, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And she watches and listens on YouTube. Pam, you're on with Dr. Amen, Dr. Sherry Keffer. Welcome to New Life Live. How could we help today?
Thanks, guys. I love you guys so much. I listen to all of you. I met Sherry at Women in the Battle in 2014.
Hey, Pam.
At the same time, Dr. Amen has been a blessing as well. Oh, my goodness, so much good stuff. And same with you, Dr. Steve, Lose It for Life.
Thank you.
Here's my deal. I am so over this. Married 26 years. You guys helped me back in 1998 when my husband has been cheating, and I called in, I was crying, and you're like, Patty. No, he said, Pam. I was Pam back then. You said, hey, he's still cheating on you. I'm like, what? How do you know? And then I confronted him. So anyway, back then, and then again in 2014, 2012, it happened, and apparently he had a friendship that developed into that for like 10 years. And then here I am again. We separated from 2014. Great healing from then, from Women in the Battle. Incredible healing. And then separated, tried a divorce. $5,000 later, he refused it because he believes in covenant, and I'm the wife, and while he has a woman, and I have the five kids. I'm homeschooling. Only two left, so praise God. But I'm tired. So anyway.
Okay, what's their question then? How could we help you?
April of this year, I let him back downstairs because COVID. And now I hear another woman on the phone over. He's over.
Boy.
So he's still in this business. I don't know why I'm double-minded. Why can't I just divorce and cut it off? I'm so over just being double-minded of staying in the marriage separated or just going through the legal terms full-blown and getting my own life with not being provided by him.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm stuck.
Yeah. All right. Let's start with Dr. Amen here. And Dr. Amen, what are you thinking? I mean, there's a dragon for you that's really destroying her life.
I know this phrase I love a lot. Whenever you argue with reality, welcome to hell. And the best predictor of behavior is behavior. How people have been is how they're going to be unless there is a huge transformation. And so I think you actually know the answer. I'm listening to you. And by your tone of voice, you know the answer. You've tried, you've worked on it. He's not going to be faithful, so it doesn't really matter what you do. Unless we could look at his brain and sort of balance it, he probably has sleepy frontal lobes where he just can't control. There's a whole section in the new book on the dragon tamer. And so many of the dragons, they just get out of control because the front third of our brain can't manage them. And so he just goes back to his addiction. And so the most important thing right now is for you to take care of you. For you not to argue with reality is that he has not and will not be faithful to you. That's the evidence, and I think you just have to decide what you're going to do from there. That's why I tell all the young girls I treat, I said, don't sleep with people, because when you start sleeping with them, your emotional brain gets attached, and even if they're bad to you, you're going to have trouble leaving. Which is, you know, people go, oh, that's, you know, such an old idea. It's like, no, that's an idea rooted in neuroscience. You really want to be careful who you sleep with, because you might get attached to someone who will hurt you.
Yeah. All right. So share your take here for her. What are you thinking?
So, hey, Pam, I love that you've grown a lot since I saw you in 2014. So what I would do with you today, so as a certified partner trauma therapist, I've got a couple of assessments that I would give to you. One's called a PTSIR, and the other's called an IPASS. Big words, but just those two tests. They would show me what's going on inside of you at some level. I was working with somebody within the last couple years who reminds me of you, because she had her two highest scores were on post-traumatic stress, and the second one was trauma bonding. So trauma bonding comes from an inability to let go of somebody who is harming you, who is doing dangerous things. And there is, believe it or not, there's actually some brain chemistry involved when there is a reunion after somebody has been, it tries to leave and breaks away. The brain actually goes into somewhat of a depression or sadness. And then the coming back, there's dopamine, there's adrenaline, there's oxytocin, which is a bonding chemical. And so some of that may be going on with your brain, but with your heart, I would say, what is it about you that is feels that you cannot release him without feeling responsible to for his health and well-being, or to take care of him, because you're continuing to chronically take care of him. So it's either a trauma bond or you're caught up in guilt over not being able to just cut your losses and move forward.
Yeah, that makes sense, because it's probably some of PTSD, because, I guess that's it. My first husband was an alcoholic, and I finally said, enough is enough, and he ended up hanging himself. I know that's not my deal, but there is that little part. Now I'm seeing it.
Well, there you go.
So there you just uncovered another dragon. I heard a growl.
Every time I threaten to leave, he does.
And there's one called the responsible dragon, where we feel responsible for other people to the point where we actually create entitlement in them. And I'm so sorry that happened to you. I tell all of my patients, and this is very important for listeners, because suicide has just skyrocketed during the pandemic. If you kill yourself, you've just gifted your children a 500% increase chance of them killing themselves. It is the most hateful thing somebody can do. Now, I know sometimes the illness wins, but I make sure all of my patients know that action will reverberate for generations in a bad way.
I think that you also have a should and shaming dragon, and let me explain this. So the very fact that your former addict husband took his life, that's a trauma event for you. And what that probably wired in was some kind of a shame belief, hence the shame dragon, which is, I should have done something. And so it can keep you, it can hold you hostage from following through with releasing yourself from this addict husband, because inside that dragon is warning you. It's saying, well, but you know, if you cut him loose, he might end up taking his life. And so that dragon can actually hold you hostage from moving forward in making a decision, because your husband's, even the husband that took his life, it was his decision. It wasn't your fault.
Yeah. Let me give you a couple of things here. You have some extreme limitations. Let me tell you the first one that I wish you would get help to resolve. Your extreme limitation with your previous husband is you did not have either the ability to predict or the power to prevent that from happening. It happened. You couldn't do anything about that. You couldn't. Secondly, now you've got a limitation that within and of yourself, you're not able to move forward and do what is healthy for you and also healthy for him. God doesn't honor the peace keeper. He honors the peace maker. And you need to make peace with God and with yourself. And you have to disturb this peace of him living there and benefiting from you and your caregiving. And so if I were you, I would be in a great counseling relationship with a strong female therapist directing you day by day, and that direction would be no more services to him and moving toward what you're entitled to, and that is freedom. Jesus said, do it. You know, if you need to divorce in these kinds of situations. Now, we always encourage people to stay together, even in infidelity, and see what that can result in. Because statistics show if both will work on it, they're going to be better off together. But he's not with you. You're not together. He is a serial adulterer, and he's using you. And he's victimizing you, and we don't want that for you. So I want you to hold on. I'm going to try to find a resource for you. I will definitely send you Dr. Amen's book here. But, oh, there's so much world for you other than trying to keep the peace with a man who does not care about you. He is really involved in addiction and infidelity to a degree that you just can. We want you free from this.
And I just want to say, he's delusional on top of that, only because it's not a covenant, right? He's got a revolving door. I just want to make that really clear, how so often they can lie to themselves in the midst of their addiction as it's taken over.
All right, Lindsay, Jacksonville, Florida, WTRJ. You have a question for Dr. Keffer, Dr. Amen here. How you doing? How can we help?
I'm great. My question's for Dr. Amen, I think. I struggle emotionally with raising my son. He is 6. He has been diagnosed with, on the autistic spectrum, they said it would have been called Asperger's years ago, but now they just call it the spectrum. He has a lot of struggles with emotional meltdowns and, like, handling his emotions, and my family and parents give me a lot of flack for maybe babying him too much, but I'm not trying to. And I don't know what is, like, typical 6-year-old boy behavior. What is typical autistic behavior? How can I help him? How can I be a better parent to who God made him to be versus what my family is telling me to do?
Okay.
So I always want you to think of the words firm and kind. And autism or spectrum behavior is basically 3 things. They struggle with communication. They struggle in social relationships. And they get stuck. They get stuck on negative thoughts, negative behaviors, ritualistic. The front part of their brain works too hard, and their cerebellum in the back bottom part of their brain doesn't work hard enough. So they really struggle with processing. And so giving them, I hear the music, but there's a lot of things to talk about to help these kids. Often looking at their brain is one of the most powerful things to know, is it really an autistic spectrum disorder, or is it something else?
We'll be right back.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back, and as many of you, you have a child that's on the spectrum, or they've got some things very difficult to understand or know how to deal with. And Lindsay, I'm just wondering, are you involved with some professional organizations that help parents to deal with these kinds of realities in a child?
Not necessarily. His father and family, refuse to accept that there's anything wrong with him, which, I don't consider it like something wrong. He did have a brain scan or MRI when he was 3, and they said his brain was not myelinating properly.
Okay.
But, nothing's really been done brain-wise since then.
Okay.
And then in our schooling system where I live, they were initially offering support, but at 6, the support fell away, and I just don't know what I need to do to get him support he needs, if he needs support, and how, I'm so lost.
Yeah. And you know what? It's not only he that needs his support and help, but you do. I have a really, really precious girlfriend of mine who had 3 boys, and one of them was on the spectrum. And this little guy, I would babysit for her, and I'm telling you, just being there a few hours would wear me out. And so I can relate to the fatigue that comes with not having a plan and having a child that has a lot of unchanneled energy and, as Dr. Amon said, just some inabilities to communicate. So she had somebody come in, and it was after 6. So I know these are available. I know that these services are available, like a wraparound person that actually came in her home and created these structures for her son in order to have him do some of the normal tasks, like brushing his teeth. This woman came in and she took some photographs and made like a little sign that had step 1, 2, 3. And her son, Dustin, responded to these prompts. When it went to eating breakfast, there were prompts. Like there were these staged prompts throughout her house, which really helped her and helped him find some structure without some tug of wars that normally power struggles that were happening.
Yeah, and I'm going to send you Dr. Amon's book. Yeah, go ahead. One of the struggles?
Part of the struggle with that, too, again, is like his father just not accepting that there's anything. So maybe even, I just don't even think he'd be perceptive to having those prompts around. And that's where my struggle in lies, is helping my son be the best that he can, but dealing with his father, on the other hand.
Is he between 2 households? Hard. Does he have 2 households then?
No.
Okay. No. So his father lives with you?
Yes.
Okay.
And that's very common, right? I mean, Sherry, you and I, Steve, we've seen it a lot. Dad doesn't think there's any problem, and Mom knows there's a problem. And I don't know what's the matter with my gender, but denial is a huge thing. And it's on average, 11 years from the time a child first has mental health symptom to the time they get their first evaluation. So, probably my best suggestion, I love when Steve said this, is a group called TACA, T-A-C-A. Go to TACANOW.org. And they're just the best group I know, best support group for parents who have kids on the spectrum. I've spoken for them a lot over the last decade, and I just value their help for parents, and most of it's free and incredibly useful.
Okay. I'm glad that you have called. I want to mention one more thing to you, okay? And I know this is, it's not easy for me to communicate this, but I'm doing a series on going deeper every day on toxic faith. And Lindsay, you said this, that the way God made him. Well, I think it would be better for him to understand that we live in a fallen world where a child could be born with this or spina bifida or something like that. But that doesn't mean God wanted that. God doesn't prevent it in a fallen world. But I don't know that, I don't believe that that's God's design. If we were in the Garden of Eden, he wouldn't have this. But to help him understand, this is what I have in this world that's imperfect, and God's going to help me deal with it, is such a better message to him than this is the way God made me. Do you get the difference in what I'm talking about there?
Absolutely.
Okay, because I don't think God wanted me to be certain ways I am, but we're working with it. We're trying to deal with it. So I just hope that you can hear that in the spirit that I give it. I really want this guy thinking, hey, God is right here with me, and he didn't do this to me. This is a world where this kind of stuff and worse happens to me. Now I can call on God without fear to empower me and give me insight and help me through it.
You know, I think about the reality of your husband and how he might have a should and shame dragon right now.
Because
when you have a little boy and you are an able-bodied man and then all of a sudden your child has some issues, you can take that on as a shaming, part of your fault. And he may have some work to do on healing his own shame and should dragon because there was nothing he could have done to change the way that your little guy came into the world.
All right, hold on. I'll send this to you. Your brain's always listening. I'm so glad you called. We'll be back right after this.
I was really living a very anxiety-filled life. I turned on New Life, and the topic that day was about anxiety. And just by listening, I got relief.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. When you sign up to support us monthly through Club New Life, we'll send you the new member thank you gift of 7 books, including Growth Has No Boundaries by Drs. John Townsend and Henry Cloud, Take Your Life Back by Steve Arterburn and Dr. Dave Stoop, and the Emotional Freedom Workbook. Plus, there are ongoing benefits like access to the Club New Life video library, the monthly Club New Life CD or download, quarterly resources, free shipping on purchased resources, and discounts on workshops. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Stephen Arterburn here with Dr. Daniel Amen and Dr. Sherry Keffer. This Saturday is every man's battle, and if you know somebody that needs it, tell them to go. You call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, and we'll tell you how to help them go. Secondly, if you're a guy, you could get this problem taken care of. You could go from being that bad little boy feeling to being the man of character, transformed, totally changed, and it could start this Saturday. All you got to do is call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Thousands of men have gone through this and are living the life that they knew they could live, the life that they wanted to live. We need your support, a gift of any amount. I'll send you Understanding and Loving a Person with Depression. And as of today, you can get this wonderful book by Dr. Amen. Your brain is always listening. And when you call 1-800-NEW-LIFE, we're always listening, too. We want to help you. We will do the very best that we can, that we possibly can. speaking of doing the very best every day, Dr. Larry Sonnenberg walks in there and he does his best. Larry, what do you have for us today? Share with us here.
Well, you've arranged and set the stage. We got Every Man's Battle coming Saturday. So I got a real short testimony that says it all. My eyes have been opened to many aspects of this battle that I wasn't even aware of. I wish I'd done this when I first got caught, but my pride led me to believe I had it under control. I didn't understand accountability and needed it. I have a much better understanding of the pain I've caused my wife, and now understand how merciful she's been to me. I realize, too, the double life I've lived. So just short and simple. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he says a word there that a lot of guys don't want to say out loud, pride. Yeah. They're prideful. They are living a double life. They think they can get away with it. And, guys, it's going to catch up with you. It's just a matter of when. So instead of letting it catch up, go take care of it. Give us a call today. You can sign up until noon on Friday Central Time. But after that, it's too late for this month. So give us a call. We want to help. And, folks, this is why we want to help. But lives are changed. So if you can make a gift to help the life change, the transformation, Holy Spirit's doing an amazing work through this ministry. But it takes your support to help us keep it going. So thank you.
It sure does.
And you know what's amazing is I love his phrase, merciful. My research shows that 88% of us as women will be merciful. And we are willing to work through what comes our way if you will stop lying and acting out. So there's so much mercy there that I see in women. But the bottom line is that's what every man's battle is about, is getting them into that place where they're finally having to face what they haven't wanted to look at so they can begin to stop lying and acting out.
It's a dragon all in of itself.
That addiction dragon. It's taking it down.
Absolutely. And you know, there's something on your phone that's really amazing. It's called a delete button. And if there's an app that continues to send images to you that are troublesome, hit the delete button and get rid of that app. And when you reinstall that app because you can't do without it, then use your phone to call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It is a dead ringer symptom. It's a diagnostic that this problem needs to be dealt with. 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you want some help, and 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you can help others. Please call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Let's go to Joni from Boston, Massachusetts, listening on Sirius XM Satellite Radio. Hi, how are you today?
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm calling to find out, a month ago when Dr. Amen was on talking about his book, I wrote down March 2nd that it's available. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking forward to getting that. And I, ever since that month ago program, I've been thinking about abandonment in my family.
Okay.
My mother's father died of pneumonia when she was 9, like a month before antibiotics were invented. My father was sent to boarding school for second grade and on. My girls, I was abandoned in some ways. My girls were abandoned by their dad. And I try to talk about it with them, number one, without enemying dad.
Mm-hmm.
But just to say, you know, this is what happened. And they're like, oh, no, we don't feel abandoned at all. Because I never told them what he did when they were young children. So they say they'd have no idea and they have no feelings of abandonment, but I see it in them. And I'm wondering how I can help without criminalizing dad and having them understand, like, a 9-year-old boy without his family. It's just amazing and terrible.
Okay. Dr. Amen, what are you thinking here when you hear this?
So the abandoned, invisible, or insignificant dragon is actually one of the most common dragons. We've had almost 20,000 people take the Know Your Dragons questionnaire, and it really surprised us that one was so high. And it can trigger feelings of loneliness, feelings of low self-esteem, feelings of being small or unimportant. And this is the one that actually benefits a lot from psychotherapy, just to when you get in that sad or small place, to understand it's connected to things that you had no control over. And then it's also the dragon that helps people work towards significance, because it's about being reconnected and important to other people. So this is actually my primary dragon. People have primary dragons and secondary dragons, but being one of seven and having a father that just worked all the time, I felt very insignificant and didn't have a primary relationship with the male figure in my family. And for too long, I had to work too hard to just sort of feel normal, to feel okay. Now, there's an upside to all of the dragons. You can make a difference in the lives of a lot of people. But working to tame it is really important. And in all of the dragons, there are meditations to help tame them. And I love that. And the meditation for this one is, I am loved. I am unique. I am significant. I'm seen by, write down who you are seen by. For me, it'd be my wife, Tana. And I'm making a difference in the lives of, and then write that down. So just simple meditations can help you each day. And I just let the kids know it's common. And if they don't own it, don't beat them over the head with the dragon. Often, you know, I often say it's like a hit and run when you give somebody a suggestion and it sort of bounces off like they're wearing Teflon. Like, just sort of mention it and then don't talk about it. And then when they're curious, they're like, hey, where's the dragon book?
Mm-hmm. Well, your daughters are adult, aren't they? They're in their 30s or?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, in my 30s.
I knew that. I knew that because it sounds like there has been some secrets that you have been afraid to talk about. And sometimes I think moms do that for a lot of good reasons. Sometimes it's okay, right, for them to hold that information. But other times it's really about shame. It's about trying to protect these adult daughters from their history. I hear when you say criminalize, I'm curious because I imagine your husband didn't go to jail. Is that right?
Right.
But he did something.
They would ask, where's dad? And I'd say he's down the road staying with Rich, his buddy.
Which wasn't true.
Say, oh, okay.
Which wasn't true because
yes,
he was.
Yes, it was. Oh, yeah, it was true.
So well, it wasn't the whole
the
truth.
He just didn't.
Yeah, it wasn't the whole truth, though.
Well, they, you know, at 5 years old, that's all they need to hear when they say
but they didn't.
Dad.
But they didn't stay at five. You know?
Right.
That's the thing.
And so your husband would go down the street and stay over at a guy's house?
Yep. He moved in with him and while we were getting divorced. And it was his best friend from his childhood who happened to live up here. So,
right.
So
but,
sorry for what you went through there. Mm.
So, but there's a story there. And I think sometimes we're afraid to talk about the story. We think it's going to be lethal. I mean, there's no criminal act around going through a divorce and having him live with a buddy. But I think there's more to the story than you might be sharing. And that is where you get to sift through that sand and decide what you'd like to share with your daughters so they can understand what happened in their past.
We'll take a break. Come right back for the final segment here on New Life Live.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're actually Steve Arterburn here. Dr. Amen is our guest. Your brain is always listening, and your brain has heard some things that needs
help, and it's experienced some things that needs help. And there are folks in this world that would say, nobody needs counseling, nobody needs this kind, no one needs a psychiatrist, no one needs medication. And you know what I liken it to is a person being in the desert next to a pool of fresh water. All these people are dying of thirst, and that person saying, you don't need this water. How cruel that would be, because it could save their lives. And that's what counseling, that's what psychiatry, that's what the proper medication or supplements can do. And if you, from a distance, are saying, this is never a good thing, you really could be standing in the way of a person getting the kind of help that they need, they've always needed. You could be the reason that things get better, because you go from thinking and saying, no need, to that really could help free somebody up. Let's go to Susan, Atlanta, Georgia, Sirius XM. Hi, Susan. You're on with Dr. Amen, Dr. Keffer. How are you today?
Hi, good afternoon. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a question for Dr. Amen. I have daughters who play lacrosse, and one of my daughters had multiple head checks at practice with the lacrosse stick, and eventually it progressed into a concussion. And so I wanted to know, you know, the brain effect from that. And then also I have a 16-year-old, and she does get, I mean, she just was hit yesterday at a lacrosse game. She was hit last week from a lacrosse game. If you go to a tournament, sometimes you can get checked in the head, you know, numerous times. And she's never been diagnosed with a concussion, but when I went to just give her a hug the other day, she said, "Ow, don't touch there, that hurts," and it was in the temporal area. And so that particular daughter, I noticed she's always been the type that goes inside of herself. And if you're not careful, she'll go inside and stay there. So you really have to always pull her out of herself. But she also, you know, tends to, when she's squeezed, she goes to anger first. And so I just need to know as a mom what we're dealing with here with this particular sport and what we need to do.
Okay, you call the right place. Dr. Amen, you've certainly expressed your feelings about these games that use the head before. What do you say to her?
Well, your brain controls everything you do and everything you are. It's really soft. Most people don't know that. It's about the consistency of soft butter. And it's housed in a really hard skull that has sharp bony ridges. Helmets, headgear really don't protect. They protect against skull fractures, but not against brain damage. If you're going to play what is a brain damaging sport, lacrosse is, I've seen hundreds of lacrosse players with concussions, you got to do everything else right. And so I'd have the girls taking fish oil and a multiple vitamin and eating right. And I'd teach them about just how special their brain is. And, you know, if I had my way, kids wouldn't be playing contact sports. They'd be dancing and playing tennis and table tennis and golf. I mean, sports are really essential, but not ones where you can damage your brain. Undiagnosed brain injuries from concussions is a major cause of psychiatric illness, and nobody knows it because very few centers outside of mine are actually looking at the brain on a day-to-day basis. So, Steve, I would send her my book, Memory Rescue. There's a whole chapter on my NFL work and our work on concussions. And I think that will just help so much. And if they're wed to playing, and I have active NFL players that one signed an $88 million contract, so he's going to play. And what I always say, if you're going to play a brain-damaging sport, you need to be doing everything else right.
Mm. And, you know, I tell you, having seen the result, a friend of ours, of that second concussion where their high school son went from functioning as a normal high schooler, ready for college, ready for prom, to all of a sudden now, you know, I don't know what the exact level is, but it's more like an elementary school level functioning because of the second concussion. If I had a child that was hurting and sensitive, I don't know that I could let them go out and play. Sherry, anything you want to say here?
I just am aware of, I'm wondering who's motivating these girls to do lacrosse. Is it you? Is it them?
I believe early on we just got them involved because it was the local up-and-coming sport where golf seemed to kind of go along, you know, aside. Tennis wasn't so popular, but lacrosse was.
Mm-hmm.
And we have three girls, and they all seem to love it. I have one daughter that's going away to college, and she's going to be playing lacrosse.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. So I guess initially it was the parents, and then the kids actually found a great passion for it.
Sure. Sure. Well, maybe have them listen to the show. Have them listen to Dr. Amon's interview with you. Let them know you love them enough to ask a brain mm-hmm. specialist the question, and who knows? I often see that when people get their hands on Dr. Amon's material, they have something that calls brain envy. And brain envy becomes a real thing in their life.
If you get your hands on Dr. Amon's material, you may not feel like you need to get your hands on people around you that are upsetting you. It can really be a big, big help. I'm going to send you Memory Rescue, Susan. I hope that will help you, just like Dr. Amon suggested. To all of you, there are so many resources available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, including this book, Your Brain is Always Listening. There are 13 different dragons that are fire-breathing dragons that he deals with here. And right out of your past, he also, of course, talks about those automatic negative thoughts. And, you know, I think one of the worst things that we have going against us in this society, there are dragons scheming against us and our children. And he addresses those advertisers and social media sites that capture the attention of us and our children. It's a great book of steps to take to change your life forever. When you get to the point of wanting to change your life, we're there for you. We're a transformation ministry. We want you to feel badly enough that you finally want to change everything. We're not here to make you feel better or comfortable. We're kind of excited when people say, okay, that's enough. I've had enough discomfort. And perhaps it does begin with asking yourself, what is it that everybody else seems to have, but I seem to be missing? And then what is it that I want? And when you start asking and answering those questions, life can really get better. If you can help us, please call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'll send you Understanding and Loving a Person with Depression. And then also this Saturday, there are some men that are going to become champions for integrity. They're going to experience transformation, and you could be one of them, or someone you love could be one of them. But you have to call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. You might think, oh, I'm not going to have him go until he wants to go. No, no, no. You demand. The least he could do is go, and then we'll take it from there. Thank you, Dr. Daniel Amon, author of Your Brain is Always Listening, Dr. Sherry Keffer, author of Intimate Deception. Thanks to all of you who listen, watch, pray, support. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If we can help you, call us. We love you.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.